thought we were resilient, you know. They came out with a little bit of a push in the second, and we answered right away, scored a big goal to get that lead again. It's the way it's going to be, you know. 3-2 going into the third against a really good team. You know, we had some really good moments in the third. They had some good moments. Our goalie made some big saves, so did theirs. So it was a good hockey game, you know. We did enough to stay out in front. And like I said, I think scoring that second goal pretty quick after they tied the game was a big moment.
You know, sit there and wait for Patrick to do something. When you have that kind of weapon, what's that like for you guys?
Well, I think it opens up a lot of space for the guys that play with him. You got to be aware of where he is on the ice when you're trying to stop him. And it's no different than anything. When a guy gets in a rhythm like that, it's tough to stop. You know, he's feeling it right now. Anytime it's space, it seems like he's going to find a way to pick a corner. You know, he's grown a lot this year just with how he's moving. I think he's pushing himself a lot, certainly over the last month or so, you know, trying to get better every day, trying to get faster every day. And I think it's helping him create a little bit more space for himself than maybe he didn't have earlier in the year. I was a little lucky, you know. I tripped over myself. I tend to do that once in a while. And I saw Patty there. It was desperation. I think it hit off one of their guys' heels maybe a little bit too, or clipped a stick or something. But, you know. We'll take it.
Like, it looked like you and Jimmy Benn had a little bit of a running battle going. Do you like when you got something like that, you can go head-to-head with another great player?
Yeah, he's a great player, and, you know, I think he's trying to get his team going there. For me, you know, I'm trying to do whatever I can to help our team win. Not a ton of upside for me, you know, trying to engage there. But, you know, like I said, I got a lot of respect for that guy. He plays the game hard every single night, scored a big goal for their team, you know. Yeah, I respect him. He's the other team's captain, but it, you know, wasn't going to do us much good for me to, you know, to go there.
You get three guys back, and then all of a sudden you see Jacob, you hit like that. What's it like from the bench when one of your guys, that's a frightening sight?
Yeah, you just hope for the best. It's the middle of the game, so, you know, you can't dwell on it too much. Unfortunately, we're becoming a little bit used to those scenarios. But like I said, you just cross your fingers, hope for the best, and go from there.